Follow and complete a Learn More Winter 22 Trail Mix for admins or developers by October 31st to earn a special community badge and get a chance to win one of 5 Salesforce certification vouchers, up to $200 value. Restrictions apply. Learn how to participate and review the official rules by visiting the Learn More Quest page. The Winter 22 release introduces a much-anticipated module for managing cookie consent right in Lighting Web Components. You can check consent against a category and set the category's consent status each time you want to make a change. This makes it much easier to control a user's access to cookies in your Experience Cloud sites. How the LWC Cookie Consent module works. First of all, there are two cookies used to manage cookie consent policy and cookie consent. There are two client-side APIs to help you check and set the cookie consent preferences. Note, you must first enable cookie consent in your site's security and privacy settings. To get started, you must import the set cookie consent and is category allowed for current consent methods from the user consent cookie module. This gives us access to these methods right in our Lighting Web component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The set cookie consent method allows you to update the cookie consent for the current browser. It accepts a consent preferences object that sets the value on each consent category. In this example, we can set the preferences category to false and the marketing category to true. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The is category allowed for current consent method accepts a category's name as a string and returns a Boolean response for the current status. This allows you to check the category before you display the value to a user. Bringing IT all together. Using both of these methods, we can create a Lightning Web component to help you manage cookies in your site. In our JavaScript file, we can import the methods from the module. We can then get the current consent values by calling the isCategoryAllowedForCurrentConsent method and passing in a string for each of the categories. Then, when consent is changed in the UI, we can handle that change in the changeConsentValue method by updating the cookie and passing the consent object into the setCookieConsent method. Cookie. Consent.js. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This will allow us to present cookies to our users through a component. Getting started. If you would like to learn more about managing cookies in Lightning Web Components, you can read the release notes and check out Release Readiness Live for a demo and overview of this great feature. Resources. Cookies in Experience Cloud. About the author. Stefan Chandler Garcia is a senior developer evangelist at Salesforce. He focuses on application development, security, and Experience Cloud. You can follow him on Twitter at StefanWeg.